B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. When Smith and Adam were playing football last week, Smith fell over badly and broke his arm. They took him straight to hospital and they were seen by Dr. Andrews, who listened to his heart and breathing using a stethoscope and then sent him in for an X-ray with a special technician to check that the bone was broken. When Smith's mum arrived, Adam was worried that she would ask what had happened and whose fault it was. He had been next to Smith when it happened, and he wasn't sure if he had been too close and caused Smith to fall over. The new boots that his dad has bought him were too big, and so he had been a bit clumsy lately, acting like someone with two left feet. It turned out that Dr. Andrews was one of Smith's mum's friends from school, which meant she took extra special care of Smith and helped everyone relax, including Adam, who decided he wasn't in any trouble. Dr. Andrews is a paediatrician, which means she specialises in looking after children, and she even gave Smith and Adam some lollipops and stickers, which really cheered them up. The hospital was so big, and there were lots of other doctors, nurses and patients there. It turned out that Smith had a hairline fracture, which isn't a bad break, so it should hopefully heal quite quickly. But they still put his arm in a cast and prescribed him some painkillers so he'd be more comfortable. The doctor said he'd be fit as a fiddle in no time. When they got to school the next day, Smith was suddenly really popular and everyone was arguing over whose turn it was to sign his cast. Andy drew him a really cool picture of a footballer, which Smith said was his favourite part. After 6 weeks, they went back to hospital so that Smith could have his cast taken off. Dr. Andrews wasn't there, and so it was a really nice nurse who removed the cast instead. She said it had almost certainly fully healed, but that he still shouldn't play football for another month, just to be cautious, which made him very unhappy.